Good evening, y'all. It's great to be here. It's great to be anywhere at my age. Did Jimmy do that thing where he says he's 53? Oh, yeah, right. Well, I'm 73. I just turned 73. So, I'm kind of proud of this. All right, we got a lot. You know, what this is all about is the music, right? It's the music that we've all lived together and enjoyed for these past 50 years. And so we got a lot of music to make tonight, and I hope it brings a lot of memories back for you guys and for me too. Seem like it, but we're all fired up tonight. Great music, great history. Come on in, you guys. We'll make Jimmy come up here and sign up. That's the first song I ever wrote. I didn't know how to write songs. I didn't know how to write words. So there probably should have been words for that song, but that was on picking up the pieces. So we're going to do a song now for you. This is a song that was actually a top 20 hit for us. And well, I think I should introduce our drummer first, though. Back on drums, we have Mr. Rick Lano. He has the best shirts in the band, so. Rick was in another band you guys have probably heard of, a band called the Flying Burrito Brothers, right? Rick flew the coop. I love that joke. No, actually, we stole Rick away from, well, we didn't steal Rick from the burritos. We traded him for two bass players to the Eagles and a player to be named later. That was good. So we're going to do a song, and Rick wrote this along with his friends Billy Crane and Rob Gilbo, a bunch of Nashville guys, and they brought it to us when we did our Legacy record, and it turned out to be a big... I actually sang this on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Well, I didn't sing it with him, but he was on the show, so. So Rick, let's play your song.
Thank you.
A guy who's been in the band since 1985. Mr. Jack Sundrud on bass. And Jack's going to sing a song for you now.
Thank you. We have our newest member of the band is... back in the 1990s, I was in this band called Great Plains in Nashville. They have the other copy of the record. But this guy was in the band back then, a great talent. Since then, he has been on stage playing with everyone from Queen Ida to Tanya Tucker to the Austin Lounge Lizards. He's been all over the place. He's a good friend on the guitar, the fiddle, the mandolin, the vocals. From Tucson, Arizona, Lex Browning. Thank you. Let me put Rusty back on the steel guitar. Rusty, by the way, is in the Steel Guitar Hall of Fame. St. Louis, Missouri. He's also in the Gallery of Greats at Guitar Player Magazine alongside Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton. Which is pretty cool. He's gonna place here on this nice poker gem. Jesse Young on the steel guitar.
You know what I'd like to do first of all? I want to, see anybody here have a dog? Anybody? Yeah? Like four people or something? What is it? Who are you people? Does anybody have a rescue dog? You're my people. Yeah, we have, Mary and I, we have a rescue dog named Zelda. And, well, we do a lot of, we live in Missouri because someone has to. And Mary does a lot of work with the community and rescue. She does dog rescue. And she was volunteering, I don't know, a month or so ago to go out to the shelter and look after some of the dogs. I've never been out there. And so she went out there. And in the shelter that we have is it's a cinder block building. And it's in a floodplain, so there's like it's sitting there in mud. And these poor dogs, there's like four or five in a cage, and they're all covered in mud. And they, yeah, it's really sad. And so Mary went out there and worked for the day. She came back home and she was just in tears. And she, you know, she said, "I just because you know we all love those guys, and they can't help but that they're homeless, you know." And she said, "You know, we can't take all those dogs in." And what can we do? And it's just so frustrating and sad, and she's crying and all that. And the first thing that hit me was, and especially with her, I told her, I said, "Listen, you need to just listen to your heart, and you'll know what to do." And so she got involved and got the whole, went to all these, she's not here because she's going to these council meetings in Steelville, Missouri, to help get a new shelter built. So the dogs will be taken care of. So listen, I'll tell you what, you guys, you can really help out. Well, I wrote a song called Listen to Your Heart because of writing about Mary. And my record label that I'm on just released it last week, and it's doing really well. You can find it on iTunes, and if every penny of the song royalty goes to building a new shelter and taking care of the dogs. And we have, Mary put together these little, it's a little plastic dog house. You might have seen it out there at our merch table. And if your heart's there, drop a buck in the dog house. And when we get home after this tour, we'll build up enough money to maybe spay and neuter a few dogs, you know, something good. So I just want to play a little bit of this song so you get an idea.
Listen to your heart.
Thanks. And you can find that song. It's really cool and it's doing really well on all those places where you download songs. So I want to do a song now. This is a song. It's on my solo. I have a solo record. We released that last year on Blue Alon. And you can also find it. You can find it right outside there, actually. Our good buddy John Rosenbaum is taking care of merch tonight because Mary couldn't. Oh, isn't that sweet? Thank you. I think you really like it. I'm really proud of it. I want to do a song. This is a song about the 50 years of Plocco. When they said, go do a record, this is the first thing that came to my mind. That how, you know, the history of Plocco is amazing. When Jimmy and Richie Furé and I started it off, just the three of us, you know, we never would have dreamed all that's happened to the guys that have been in Plocco. The first five guys, it was Randy Meisner, Jim Messina, Richie Furé, me, and George Grantham, our drummer. If you think about it, I mean, what other band has had the legacy that band had? You have Randy Meisner, take it to the limit. You know that, you know, he was in a band, they're kind of famous, I think. I don't know. So you got Randy, you know, we were so poor, we were all living in one apartment and stealing ham sandwiches from the troubadour in order to survive, so it's come a long way. And you know, Jimmy Messina, long as a Messina, you know, huge American band. And Buffalo Springfield, you know, Richie, that's insane. And then, you know, when Crazy Love hit and everything, Plocco was a, you know, million-selling act, too. So here's one act that, you know, you got Plocco, Buffalo Springfield, Long as Messina, and Eagles, all on stage together in 1969. So I wrote this song. It's called My Friend, because we're all friends after all these years. And I just wanted to say, wow, look what... And you guys, you've been with us for 50 years, you know? We're all in this together. So, like I say, this is my favorite song. I'm going to do two songs from my new record. Well, here we are after all these years. We're still the same as we were back when. Oh, so long ago, you know, my friend. Times may change, you know they do. But life's been good for me and you. After all that we've been through, my friend. Memories like autumn. Thank you.
Hey there, what's your name? My heart's on fire here today. I've got my eye on you and every little thing you do. Hey there, look my way. Do you see a chance someday on a night like this? You dare me to steal a kiss.
Matthew, yes. He has made Rusty's life much easier.
Not messing, Matthew. Word of advice.
We put Rusty back on the steel. We're going to do a song from yeah. We're going to do a song from the Legend album, 1978. This is a great Paul Cotton song about New Orleans. she used to do. She's a fool of surprises. She reminds me of you. Harder than that.
the feeling like everybody's staring at you? Did you ever have that?
Oh, wow. I'm going to tune that sucker up.
So, yeah, old age is really fun, you guys. I recommend it highly. These days, little old ladies will hold the door open for me. The sad thing is, like, the grocery store, you know, I'll go to the grocery store, and it's the high school kid that bags the groceries and everything, they get me every time. Because they'll say, well, sir, do you want me to carry that out to the car for you? It's a bag of potato chips. I think I can make it. And I end up watching a lot of TV. But I'm doing fantasy shows now, shows that I'd like to see that aren't on the air. Like, I want, you know, Chip and Joanne, the guys that redo houses in Waco, Texas. It's called, what do they call that show? Fixer Upper, that's it, yeah. I want to see them on Naked and Afraid. They drop them on an island and Chip builds like a three-story with, you know, four bedrooms and two baths. I think that'd be really cool. I want to see the Trump family on Dr. Phil. It's my little fantasies as an old person. Song now that we recorded back in 1976. It's actually the most recorded song in the whole Poco catalog. Of all those songs that we've recorded over all these years, this song is the one that's been recorded by other artists all across the world. It was a big hit in Australia, a big hit in Germany, and it bombed here. Story of my life. And Emmy Lou Harris, I'm proud to say, Emmy Lou Harris closes every show she does with his song.
Oh,
Dylan has no problem doing this, and I can't get it down. I'm not sure. Maybe he does. Anybody seen him lately? Oh. See, the rule is you always put the guitar on first and then this so you don't hurt yourself. End up looking like a hockey player, you know, three teeth. I'm really bad at this instrument, by the way. But you'll find out pretty soon. For decades, my entire professional adult life, I've had to deal with one thing. Everybody thinks that Neil Young is my brother. I've heard DJs introduce songs saying, Rusty Young, Neil Young's brother. And read so many, with journalists, what happens, and I vouch for this. One guy will write, whether he knows what he's talking about or not, one guy will write, Neil Young is Rusty Young's brother. And then other journalists will pick it up. Pretty soon there's like 400,000 copies of people saying that Neil Young is my brother. So, and people would come up to me, even like famous people. We were playing Pine Knob in Detroit. I need a thing for this. And we were playing with Lynyrd Skynyrd. And a guy comes up, and it was the bass player from Lynyrd Skynyrd, and he said, I just had dinner with your mother and your brother. What? And he says, yeah. And he says, you know, your mom's so sweet, and your brother, he's so misunderstood. And, you know, this is the guy that said, you know, Neil Young is not my brother or something. Yeah. So that was kind of fascinating. And he said, yeah, you know, he's such a great guy. And, well, we were having dinner up there in Toronto. So once he said Toronto, I knew he was talking about Neil and his mother. And, he goes on, I'm wondering who picks up the check when it's Neil and Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know? And plus, my mom doesn't, she's not a big Lynyrd Skynyrd fan. So anyway, sometimes I over the years, I haven't had the heart to let somebody down and tell him he's not my brother. So the bass player, the singer, you know, I said, oh man, yeah. He says, tell him hello next time you see him. I will do that. I will tell him hello. So we've got an album called All Fired Up that's for sale out there, and we're going to do a couple of songs from that. The first song we did, obviously, All Fired Up, was from him. And I forgot what I was going to say. It's old age. So we're going to do something. I wrote this just so I could kind of clear it up, because Neil and I have absolutely nothing, not even Daryl Hannah, in common, you know? And so I wrote this song just so I could kind of showcase that my music is so different than Neil's, and there's like no influence there at all. Oh, yeah, thanks. Now you get it. '60s, when we were all hippies with patched up jeans and long, long hair. Somebody started a crazy rumor. They were pretty sure they read some queer. My brother.
Come on, it was cooler than that. Song for you now. This song kind of, well, it changed everything. Coco would have ended in 1978. Timothy B was leaving to join that other band, as I like to call them. And George, our drummer, left to play with the Birds, and I don't blame him. That's pretty cool. And so our record label was, they got a hold of management and said that they were going to drop the band, and that really would have been the end back then. It's just me and Paul Cotton. But management had been down. We'd been rehearsing with a new rhythm section, and we had some new songs we were doing that we were looking forward to recording on the next record. So anyway, management said, well, before you drop them, why don't you go down to the rehearsal hall and check it out. They'll play you a couple of new songs, and then you can decide. And sure enough, they came down to SIR, and they listened in, and we played them a couple of songs. We played this one in Heart of the Night, and they said, go make a record. So, it all changed. This song was number one for 6 weeks. Sold millions of copies. It was a song of the year in Billboard magazine that year, 1979. It's my wife's, ex-wife's favorite song, for obvious reasons. And it's still on the charts to this day. It's on the Home Depot charts. If you go to Home Depot, you're pretty likely to hear this song. This one and Amy, you know, it'll drive you crazy. And I just found out this song has 3.5 million downloads on Spotify. What's Spotify? Does anybody know?
Tonight I'm gonna break away. Just you wait and see. I'm being prisoned by a faded memory. Just when I think I'm over her, and it's broken. Crazy love.
back to sing a song for you now. This is on our All Fired Up CD, and this song has become, over the past 2 or 3 years, it's the highlight of the evening. So we're going to close with this song, and Jack has a really spiffy intro, so he's gonna take over now.
No pressure. How many people are here from Minnesota tonight? Show of hands. I grew up in northern Minnesota, up near Canada and near North Dakota, up in the Red River Valley, where it's all farmland. It's all like grains and beans, stuff like that, potatoes. And the land is perfect farmland. It's great black dirt, flat as a pancake. You can watch your dog run away for 3 days. It's so flat. And my little town of Oakley is a town of about 500 people. And there were all these little farms scattered around the town back when I was a kid. They were all about 160 acres or so, and they each had a little family on them to run the farm. And you go up there these days, the farms are about 2,000 or 3,000 acres. We all know the plight of the family farm over the years. I wrote a song about it. This is, as Roy Questy said, this is on the All Fired Up CD.
Thanks a lot. Hope to see you down the road. Oh, and by the way, we'll be back there signing autographs and meeting everybody and doing all that kind of stuff. You know what the plan is, so. It's been such a good feeling. I think I know a song we should do. What do you say?
thank you so much. Come by and say hello, all right? We'll see you in a bit.